The concept of citizenship, the cornerstone of Western democracy, stands at a critical crossroads. In The Dying Citizen, Victor Davis Hanson delivers a powerful warning. The very idea that founded our republic faces extinction through multiple converging threats. This isn't merely academic concern, it's an existential crisis for American democracy. Citizenship represents more than just legal status. It embodies the delicate balance between rights and responsibilities that has sustained our constitutional republic for over two centuries. Citizenship wasn't invented in Philadelphia, but in ancient Athens 2,500 years ago. The concept evolved to mean enjoying lawful freedom by consenting to laws, civil equality, where no person can bind another without reciprocity, and civil independence, where rights derive from membership in the Commonwealth, not from another's whim. Unlike temporary residents, citizens are rooted within constitutional borders, with obligations to honor traditions, obey laws, and potentially sacrifice for their nation. The Constitution guarantees security and liberties, but republics can collapse within a single generation without vigilant citizens to preserve them. Western citizenship developed through the Middle Ages, Renaissance, and Enlightenment toward greater inclusion, despite periods of retrenchment. By the 21st century, after millennia of evolution, citizenship approached its logical fruition with full emancipation of the poor, women, and minorities. What's alarming is how many Americans blame their founders for past illiberalism while failing to appreciate how close we've come to equality. A 2019 poll found 92% of Americans believe their rights are under siege, yet many cannot name basic constitutional protections or historical facts. California exemplifies how economic dependency erodes citizenship, transforming into a neo-feudal society with coastal elites alongside an impoverished interior. In Silicon Valley and West LA, median home prices exceed $1 million, while interior regions face widespread poverty and unemployment rates often double the national average. This stratification creates a dangerous bifurcation. Masters and peasants, with virtually no middle class. Economic autonomy has always underpinned self-governance, as dependent citizens cannot exercise independent judgment. The American founding vision assumed citizens would own property or practice trades, providing economic independence. This dependency serves both political extremes. Corporations gain cheap labor, while progressive politicians gain dependent voters. When citizens rely on government subsidies for survival, they vote based on necessity rather than principles. As economic independence vanishes, political independence cannot endure. The distinction between resident and citizen has virtually disappeared. Resident once simply meant living somewhere, while citizen denoted privileged status with rights tied to responsibilities. Today, these distinctions have collapsed to little more than eligibility for elected office. America's founding immigration bargain welcomed newcomers while expecting adoption of American identity. The Immigration Act of 1965 shifted priorities from merit to family unification. Despite assurances to the contrary, both immigration numbers and origins changed dramatically. By 2017, only 7% of legal immigrants came from Europe. The 1986 Immigration Reform Act granted amnesty to millions without establishing effective enforcement. Illegal immigration subsequently grew from 5 million to potentially 20 million today, creating an alliance between corporations seeking cheap labor and progressives welcoming a politically advantageous demographic. When residency and citizenship become nearly identical, citizenship itself loses meaning. Tribalism, where blood ties supersede national loyalty, is humanity's default state. Ancient historians noted tribal peoples couldn't achieve greatness without constitutional governments that transcended clan affiliations. The Greeks pioneered politeia, granting rights based on ideas rather than clan connections. In Athens, Cleisthenes reorganized society from tribal divisions to geographical and political units, creating democracy. America's current identity politics represents regression to tribal concepts that ancients recognized as obstacles to representative government. Few nations have united diverse tribes without imperial force. The Roman Republic lasted 800 years, while its multiracial empire survived just 2 centuries after granting universal citizenship. America proved exceptional by defining citizenship through shared values rather than appearance. The melting pot ethos blended diverse peoples through assimilation and intermarriage. However, growing racial tribalism creates dangerous divisions while diverting attention from our failing middle class. Economic inequality discussions increasingly yield to racial grievance, benefiting elites by fragmenting potential class solidarity into competing tribal interests. The deep state represents a state within a state. Not a secret cabal, but a natural alliance of those who see themselves as permanent custodians of American power. By 2019, federal agencies employed 2.7 million bureaucrats, with regulations spanning 175,496 pages. This administrative state consolidates constitutionally separate powers. Regulators create rules, judge violations, and enforce punishments without electoral accountability. The separation of powers was designed to prevent such consolidation, recognizing officials inevitably expand their authority. The EPA's 2015 Clean Water Rule exemplifies this overreach by extending protection to even temporary standing water on private property, burdening working-class Americans while reflecting elite values. Most concerning is the shift in progressive attitudes toward bureaucratic power. Where media once vigilantly monitored FBI and CIA abuses, they now rationalize them, seeing government power as a means to bypass opposition. Consider how many major decisions affecting your daily life come from unelected bureaucrats rather than elected representatives, increasingly dictating American life without democratic accountability. Globalism threatens American citizenship as elites increasingly view themselves as universalists rather than Americans. These globalists, often the wealthiest and most credentialed, see their citizenship as merely incidental. Modern globalization dilutes citizenship through the law of limited good, where extending benefits to outsiders diminishes value for original citizens. When American companies outsource jobs or invest in China, American workers suffer, while criticism of foreign authoritarianism decreases. The World Economic Forum at Davos exemplifies these contradictions. These elites share wealth, education, and cosmopolitan values that transcend national loyalties, remaining blind to how their policies harm their country's middle classes. America has split into 2 camps, coastal elites benefiting from globalization and working-class Americans whose livelihoods have been sacrificed. Cognitive elites prosper from managing the global system while manual laborers become redundant as jobs move overseas. National citizenship loses meaning when leaders prioritize global interests over national ones and executives feel greater kinship with foreign counterparts than fellow citizens. This tension between global ambitions and national interests represents perhaps the most fundamental challenge to American citizenship today. The path forward requires revitalizing the middle class, restoring border integrity, transcending tribal divisions, limiting bureaucracy, and balancing global engagement with national sovereignty. Citizenship demands economic independence. Without a thriving middle class, we risk becoming a society of elites and dependents. This means rebuilding American manufacturing and creating pathways to self-sufficiency. Citizenship establishes boundaries between citizens and residents. We must encourage assimilation into a common American identity based on shared values. The administrative state must be brought under democratic control, with regulatory powers returned to elected representatives. America must prioritize its citizens' interests while engaging globally. Trade, immigration, and foreign policy should serve the American people first. Our choice is clear: reclaim our citizenship or surrender it. Our founding ideals, equal justice, individual liberty, constitutional limits on power, remain our greatest inheritance, and preserving them falls to each citizen.